This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
You Better You Bet, BetQL, here on a Tuesday, as is customary around this time on Tuesday. Nick hits some switch in his apartment or kicks some button or, you know, whatever, puts his ASICs back on the shelf that he was showing to us last segment, and his internet gets knocked off, so he'll be back in a second. But we should waste no time, honestly, getting to our next guest. Rest of the show, James Mazzola, Ryder Cup picks in about 20 minutes, power hour. We will have picks for baseball, we promise. And Rick saying in our chat, he was just telling Kanish, we're good on tech issues. Well, the knock on everything around you when you say stuff like that. But James coming up, Ryder Cup picks, obviously, power hour. So baseball. Lockmas, which will be, I guarantee, a really compelling topic today that actually features a game I think Kanish is going to talk about as well, that's taking place on Saturday in college football. And then the games that I have already bet for week number three in the NFL. There are many, and there's actually a few that we're holding while we wait for quarterback news and what we want to do with those as well. So that'll be good. Looks like Nick's coming back on right now. So all the things coming up, the rest of the show should be a lot of fun. And Nick, you're back with us.
Great. You didn't do the Kanish intro yet, right?
Because I really didn't. I waited for you because I knew you loved it so much.
What a great tag team partner. Better you bet. Your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, my guy, Ken Barkley. Now, there's a chance that, you know, Ken is actually like your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, but your other favorite handicapper might be our next guest on the show. He is absolutely insane in the best possible way. There are some people that are saying that last week's interview with Joseph Kanish should be submitted for a Marconi Award for its greatness, for its brilliance. Kanish's phone trailing off. He's still talking to absolutely nobody. Sounds like he's underwater, but he's given us college football winners because he's absolutely the best. The great Joey Kanish joins us here on the show on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. Joey, welcome back to You Better You Bet. BetQL, terrific Tuesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, what's going on, baby?
Yeah, no, man. Listen, I tell you what, I go, Ricky, baby. What's happening? Everything smooth today? He goes, not a tech issue. And Jesus then came down and struck your internet out as it came out of Rick's mouth. That's off the show.
It's really like this is the common denominator is Kanish. Kanish comes on and everything basket. It's unbelievable. Yes.
I said, don't, wherever you're at on Saturday, keep me away from the router, or you'll be streaming some game on a 56K internet on a grainy YouTube feed. But I'm great. We got college football locks, and we had Lockie's Row, the bowl. Lockie texted me over the weekend. He goes, Captain, I tell you what, I'd follow you to any sea in this great country. Row the boat, baby. Blowout winner.
Yeah, I always text you things that make no sense whatsoever. If I've always said something, it's that. Yes, to be fair, I was on Minnesota too. I followed your lead on that one. That was a good winner. That was one you gave out on the show last week. And for people who follow you on Twitter, you're prone to making bold predictions. Some would say too bold. You know, underdogs to win outright. Crazy things are about to happen. I feel like you tweeted that the Lions were going to win last night on Monday Night Football against the Green Bay Packers, and then Aaron Rodgers was going to like struggle and have to relax still and everything. Did you actually end up betting the Lions in the game? And like, give me like the breakdown of the Lions here through 2 weeks.
I tell you what, you saw the crisp white uniforms. That first drive, the motion's gone. They're rolling. I know we all thought, all three of us, when we were watching that first drive, this team can win the NFC North. This team has what it takes to get there. And I didn't actually, but it was one of those for entertainment. And I will say, the team looked good. The offensive line looked good. They had a crisp game plan in the first half. The defense is like For those of us that lived through the Matt Millen, I'm having like PTSD flashbacks to the Matt Millen era defenses where they have like five NFL quality players on the entire defense. There's undrafted free agents at both corner spots. Like, who put this out? How is this that you can? There's got to be people in like the CFL that can play better. Call somebody and get together. Who is playing? I don't even know these guys. I watch Lions every week. I'm like, who the hell are these people? There's like a white guy in linebacker who runs like a 5'6". He can't even tackle anybody. Like, it wasn't a great defensive performance. There's going to be a lot of Lions overs this year. Going to be a lot of great opportunities to tease against them, like this week again with the Ravens. However, I did get sucked in on that first drive, and the offense looked good. But it might not be the Lions' year this year. By the way, Kanish, as you continue to like grow like this like insane brand that you have, I don't know if like I've gotten this through over the course of our time together on the show. I say it now whenever we talk about you on the show, but baby, the way that you say it, like that's your thing. That's like your Stone Cold Steve Austin, and that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. If you smell what The Rock is cooking, it's Joey Kanish, baby. So I'm just letting you know. Get the merch printed.
No. You get the merch printed. That's your job, not mine. Yeah. You take that one from the mind of Nick Costos. You take that one. That one's all for you. Let's get some bets for this weekend, and let's start.
I'll call you from the penthouse.
Let's start, Kanish, with the game that the nation is waiting for. Appalachian State and Marshall, baby.
Listen, Locke, I know it's another one you're going to love. We are about to hit another dog money line. You don't even need the point. All seriousness, just look at the line was 5.5. Marshall is like choked, all-time choked away the game. They're going to cover versus East Carolina. They give up a late TD. They give up an onside kick. They give up a late TD. And now we're getting 7 and a hook. I love Marshall this week. They're playing at a super fast tempo. The offenses are – I think Appalachian State, quality team. I think the Miami contender game looks a little more fraudulent, the worse Miami looks. I think over a touchdown here is too much. I thought the look ahead line right around 5 is where I'm at. He's around 5.5. Now Marshall chokes away a game, and we're getting over a TD. Love Marshall this week. I think they're legit contenders outright. Grant Wells, the offense is legit. The defense is taking a step back. I don't have a problem saying that. But Appalachian State, not the child team that should be laying over a TD here. We're getting a little bit of extra inflation here because of the choke job by Marshall last week. Like the 7.5, think they're very, very live in this game.
My favorite thing is that for a lot of people listening, you literally could have made all of that up and they would have no idea. Like, oh, choke job last week. Somebody looks, it's like, oh, they actually won 60-0. We would have no idea because it's Marshall and Appalachian State. Who's following such things? Joey Kanish is the answer. And the next game we have on your list, Kanish. So you bet a small spread game, and there aren't really small spread games like under 3 in college football. There's like 2 or 3 a week on a card of 80 games, basically. And yeah, you know, Minnesota, that was a cash on a similar such game last week. Now we have Missouri, a 2-point weird game. Missouri, a 2-point favorite at Boston College, BC's quarterback out for the season, Dracovic. What do you like in this game?
I am not a big Missouri guy normally throughout the start. However, this Boston College schedule to start the year is like if you run down camper and decided to tour some colleges in the Northeast. That's what this Boston College schedule has been so far. They go Colgate, who's awful FCS team, UMass, poverty, and then they go Temple with a backup QB last week. Listen, I don't believe in this Boston College, especially without Jerkovich. What can Missouri do? They can put points on the board. Rush defense, terrible. Listen, they're not going to hold that. I think Boston College will get some of theirs running the ball. But anything under a field goal here with Missouri, I don't think this BC offense can keep up. Missouri's going to get theirs. It's not a great Boston College defense anymore. Missouri's going to put points on the board. Rozelle, I don't see how he keeps up with this. Should Boston College be able to run the ball? Sure. But to keep up with this Missouri offense, he's going to have to make some plays. He was atrocious, lad, like 5-for-16 against Temple last week. Boston College, the scoreline very deceiving in a 28-3 win over Temple, who's terrible to begin with. I like Missouri a lot under a field goal here. I think this closes at least 3, maybe even crosses some 3s by game time. No way the Boston College offense can keep up with Missouri here, being down a QB and being down some talent here. Give me Missouri all day long.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You better, you bet, BetQL. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, terrific Tuesday, chatting with the insane Joey Knish, baby. College football, NFL bets for the weekend. Knish, I can hear your voice in my head on Saturday. It's always a scary thought. Big Game Dan, as the Florida Gators cover against the Alabama Crimson Tide. This week, Florida's a 20-point favorite at home against Josh Heupel in Tennessee. Are you going back to the well with Big Game Dan?
No, we got it. Big Game Dan came through for us. Easy. They were close to winning outright. Easy, no sweat cover. But we're sitting there with the 16s, you know, with the feet up late saying, oh, you know, I'm already counting my money. Hope Florida wins. Doesn't care because I already won. But now this week, Tennessee, a little bit of a different story here. Laying 20 points, I'll tell you what, Tennessee, it did not look great with Joe Milton at quarterback. I told people in the offseason, Milton, listen, you don't want there's something wrong with the brew there with Joe Bill. He looks the part. He looks like Cam Newton. He don't play like Cam Newton. I think they've upgraded at quarterback with Hooker. Tennessee, if they've done one thing, now, granted, they haven't played exactly the gauntlet of great teams the first 3 weeks, but the one thing they've done the first 3 weeks, all 3 weeks, stop the run. What does Florida want to do? What does Florida rely on offense? Rushing the football. They're coming off the Bama game, big battle in the swamp. Now they've got to cover three key. I guess a team with a quality run defense, that's upgraded at quarterback? I don't think so. Hey, this line to me is about 3 points. I had this around 17. I like the 20s with 20 and a hook out there. I was really, really wanting to pound 21. They kind of disappeared before the market opened up. Still, though, I like 20 quite a bit here. It's the matchup-wise, it's great for Tennessee in terms of what they do well. They can play rush defense. That's how Florida moves the ball. If Emory Jones could have completed a few, Florida would have won outright last week. Don't love Jones having to be the center of, you know, a passing offense. AR-15, we'll see if he can play this week. He'll obviously, I don't think, be 100%. Bottom line is, way too high of a line here. I like the 20. I think Tennessee makes this a football game. I don't think they can really get a win out. I think they make this a football game and getting close to three TDs. Love the Vols.
Knish, I don't really have anything creative or interesting to say about your next game, which is Utah State against Boise State. So what do you like in Utah State and Boise State?
There's something special happening in Logan, Utah, baby. And it starts with Logan Bonner, who's the starting QB for the people that don't watch Utah State. The bottom line is, I think it's over for Boise. It's over. The Mountain West run is done. Like, they've been kind of managing some results. It's over. They are not winning the Mountain West this year. Put it in stone. Write it in blood. Say it to the Hilltops. Go to Idaho, you know, whatever town in Idaho there. Get a bag of potato. Boise is not winning the Mountain West this year. And you got Utah State. I think their offense is fun. They've got playmakers. They've been throwing it around. They've got two QBs. Listen, the defense is bad. But I don't think Boise can exploit them. They, you know, they gave up a ton of yards to Air Force. Much, much different offense they'll be facing this week in Boise. I think they're more equipped to stop at home. Getting 9.5 here, I think Utah State is lying. I don't think the market is taking into account the Boise being a fraudulent team this year. Utah State, I like the points. I think they're live as well. I think, you know, money line round robin this week. I think Utah State is live again as a dog here at home. Place will be rocking in Logan, baby. I think the Boise Collette, this is the week that it finally gets that Boise State exposed for who they are now, which is a not the Mountain West cream of the crop.
Kanish, let's close in the professionals in the National Football League. What do you got for us in the Miami-Vegas game coming up on Sunday?
Well, yeah, again, you got to watch the Derek Carr status here, but I think this is a buy. Listen, Finn got struck by the Bills. Bills coming off a crappy performance week one, and they looked like who we thought they would be before the year, the Super Bowl contending team. But Tua goes out. I don't think there's a massive I know Locke likes Tua a lot more than I do. I don't think there's a massive downgrade here and I think the Vegas, if there's a more fraudulent 2-0 team in the football, it's Vegas. I know this has come down a bit from 5. I still like the 3.5. I would buy the 3. I don't believe the Raiders' offensive line is so fraudulent. The first 2 weeks, fraudulent all over the place. They've had a couple of wins that they've been able to pull out. I don't buy it. Dolphins defense, real deal. I think Brissett, when they have to play, will be fine. Can execute the offense, not a huge downgrade. Give me the 3.5 here in a game that I also think the Dolphins are very live, and there's not a big discrepancy between these two teams. And you're buying some, if Mariota's out, depending on the health of Derek Carr, I mean, if they have to go to a third, so this is a game that, if Carr for some reason couldn't go, it would flip all the way to pick even Dolphins a small fave here. So I'd like buying some fins early in the week here. Get it 3.5. I think this still goes down a little bit.
Oh, by the way, who would start for the Raiders, right, if Derek Carr can't play?
I'm being serious. I honestly, off my head, I don't know.
It's the catalog. Nathan Peterman would start for the Raiders.
Oh, did I say pick? I meant Dolphins -7.5.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you.
Maybe.
Peterman's the third quarterback. Gruden loves. A.K.A. Nathan Peterman. Kanish, we'll get you out of here with this. And great job, as always. He's on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. Hope you have great luck with the bets this weekend. But let's get you out of here with this. Say whatever you want to the great listeners of You Better You Bet in the next 10 seconds and punctuate it, please, with your best baby.
2021, the year of Harbaugh is upon us. Michigan football, baby. National title contenders. We'll see you in the playoff.
Baby. The great Joey Kanish on Twitter. Joey Kanish. Good luck with the bets this weekend. We'll talk to you next week here on the show.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Man. Literally,
best 12 minutes of the week, maybe.
Like literally everything, every word that comes out of his mouth makes me laugh.
So, and he wins. Best possible combination. Major team.
The baby is just slays me. There's something special going on in Logan, Utah, baby. Ryder Cup bets with the great James Mazzola of the For Profit Podcast to close hour 3 coming up next.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley from BetQL.